Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
All right, welcome back. We got a text from Broadus at the break. He said, I think we nailed it or really close, and we're going to get you what Broadus believes to be the Cowboys schedule here in just a moment. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Wolchuk has texted as well. Chief, is this the same sked? Are they projecting both the same thing?
Yeah, they both have the same team, same time, same days.
I love it. All right, so that's a good sign. We got two sources.
Double
on the schedule.
We can run with it.
It's fit to print. We'll take your thoughts here on the Franklin injury attorney text line. How do you feel about a Week 14 bye? I love it. Let's get healthy before the playoffs. You know, you're kind of at the mercy of luck. I think strategically, if you're thinking what is the absolute best way for this season to end, it's to get into the playoffs healthy, and the latest possible bye, I think, increases your chances of making that happen. Okay, you're going to open with the Giants. We know that. Week two, Washington. Week three, Baltimore. We knew that. How important is a hot start? I do think it's important to the Jones family to make people believe. And I think it might be important for inside the roster to make them believe.
Well, and I think it's even more important when you just see the teams that you have in the first 2 weeks. Like, you should be able to handle the Giants and the Commanders.
Yeah.
If you're starting with tougher teams, then you kind of understand, okay, we came out of the gates with some difficult opponents. You can maybe chalk it up moral victory like you did last year with the Eagles, right? That first game, it was like, man, hey, the Cowboys were right there. Maybe should have won that game. They lost it, but you still had some confidence. When you start with the Giants and the Commanders, you feel like you should start 2-0.
So, yes, I love that, and I agree. The Cowboys are 2-0 to start the 2026 NFL season, assuming health. But then things could get away from them, Chief. Baltimore week three at home. We'll see how good the Ravens are. I think that's a wild card team right now in the AFC.
Yeah, and that's the neutral site in Brazil. So
yeah.
It's a home game, but it's in Brazil.
You got at Houston, week four.
I think that's important because after the long travel with the Brazil situation, you're burning a road game, but you only have to go to Houston.
We'll take it.
You don't have a huge flight after that.
That's not a bad compromise. Tampa at home. Will Tampa be better or worse than the Cowboys?
I think they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
I think they're in that same sort of tier where you're hoping for the playoffs.
Then at week six, but with a question mark next to it. Broadus has question marks by three of these games. Week six is at Green Bay. I'll take it. I don't know if Micah Parsons will be back. That'll be 10 months after his injury less than 10 months after the surgery. Sometimes the surgeries can take a couple of weeks after an ACL. But even if he is back, I don't know how close to 100% Micah Parsons is going to be. That's not going to be vintage prime game-wrecking Micah Parsons 10 months removed from tearing his ACL for sure.
Right, especially as we got the news today, as we mentioned at the top of the show, where Micah could be placed on the physically unable to perform list to start the season, missing the first four games. So it could be one of his first games back, but I'm sure if this is what the schedule ends up being, he will have week six circled as, like, I am definitely going to be ready by then.
Broadus texted us his schedule projection. We're 6 weeks in at Philadelphia, week seven. We've been talking about that one for a couple of days now.
Monday Night Football.
Week eight, Arizona. That's the red flag game, just as it was last year. You lost to Arizona, and it lets you know you are complete dog water.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're not legit.
You might be in the process of justifying the losses to Carolina and Chicago because they're trending towards playoff teams here as we get into November of 2025, but you just lost to Arizona. You got to hold that L. And, you know, that was the confirmation. And if it happens, you know, week eight, after you run this gauntlet, you start 2-0, I mean, there's an argument to be made. You could be underdogs in your next five games. So we'll see how they are going into Arizona. Indianapolis is week nine in Indianapolis. That probably give Daniel Jones time to come back.
Yeah, I would think by then Daniel Jones should be available.
San Francisco, week 10. I predicted their downfall last year. I was horribly wrong.
Because they had the Warren Sharp easiest schedule in the league.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it going to be tough again this year?
Yeah, let me pull that up real quick.
We got Tennessee, week 11. At AT&T Stadium. They're probably not good yet. Thanksgiving.
The Niners have the eighth easiest schedule in the league this year.
Okay. I mean, they just keep losing guys, but they did last year. You know, McCaffrey's older now. I mean,
Kittle off the injury.
Yeah.
Warner off the injury, even though he's just he's a different breed. He's going to be an animal. But, yeah, they're not the same version of the Niners that you remember from the last time you faced them, for sure. But that's just a team that the Cowboys rarely find success versus. But it's nice to get week 10, 11, and 12 all home games.
Yeah.
Three-game homestand, that's nice.
Yeah, San Francisco, Tennessee, Philadelphia, they're 10, 11, and 12. And – you know, just a final thought on San Francisco, like, is Christian Parker going to help remedy what has been a Cowboys issue with Shanahan coaching tree offenses for a long time? And hopefully that's something that he and the Fangio system can excel in. Not the Fangio system, the Cowboys defense, but definitely influenced by Fangio, amongst others, for Christian Parker. You go to at Seattle on week 13 is Broadus's projection, but that one has a question mark next to it. I don't think that's not a good thing. You know, by the time you get to week 13 in Seattle, it's cold and rainy. And if you're a Southern team, that can be a rude awakening for 3 hours.
Yeah. Now they've shifted gears into, okay, now we're in playoff mode. We got to start really gelling at the right time. At least you get an extra, you play that Thanksgiving, so you get the long break. But then it's also the Monday nighter. So an extra day of rest if you're trying to spin the tail on the positive.
But, you know, then you get the bye week 14. Love that. Then 15 at the Rams, 16 Jags. That's where your playoff hopes could die. Right? You're coming out of the bye, you're thinking, wow, they really did us a favor. We get to come out of the bye and maybe play the NFC favorite right here, but we got to go to their house. Can we pull that off if your playoff life?
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Life is on the line. If you can't, the next week you get to host the Jags. I'm assuming they're going to be incrementally better than they were last year. Seems like they got a good momentum, good coaching staff. And then you finish with the Giants at home and you go to Washington. And yeah, assuming that health is equal, not a big believer in Washington for a number of reasons, most of them on defense. And I just don't think one off season is enough to fix it.
Yeah, yeah, and a really great text from a legendary Tolo in the 940. San Francisco always hurt. You know, you see them in week 13. By then, they might just be a mash unit.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a team that is always just totally banged up.
Absolutely.
So that could help. I think one of the things, too, is it felt like the offense started to decline a little bit as the season waned. Like the final month or whatever of the season, the offense wasn't quite hitting the way you wanted it to. And so seeing if Javonte Williams and Shoddy and Clayton Adams can continue to evolve throughout the season, where the offense was so amazing and then they kind of started to bog down a little bit. And you saw some good defenses. You saw the Vikings. You saw the Chargers. But when you get late in the season, now it's here's Seattle with Mike McDonald having 10, 12 games worth of film on you.
Yeah.
Like, how are you able to, in the season, continue to sort of reinvent yourself and sustain the offensive dominance throughout the season? You know, where you go Seattle, Rams, you know, those are two defenses that are legit.
You know, one of my thoughts going into this show and this season is just, I'm so curious if Mike McDonald can keep that together, because I think his hat is in for one of the top coaches in the game. If he's not in consideration already, if he follows up that year, winning the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, with another amazing year where, yeah, your defense is amazing, but it's not a superstar riddled defense. This is a defense full of above average to really good players. Obviously, Nick Amonwori was the toast of the NFL last year, and that's the straw that stirs that defensive drink for him. But I'm not sold it's going to happen. I'm not sold it's going to happen for Sam Darnold. I'm not sold they can let Kenneth Walker go, bring in Jadarian Price. And for about the first month or 2 months of last year, Seattle had some big moments, but they looked vulnerable. I don't know. I think they got hot and they were playing their best football at the right time, and they benefited from both conferences being down last year. But I'm not assuming week 13 is going to be a nightmare.
Okay, so you're in Seattle. That's obviously difficult. I do think there's a question about not only just Sam Darnold in general, but now they lose Clint Kubiak, the play caller. So what type of drop does the offense have? I do think you can guarantee, unless they have an onslaught of injuries, that Seattle defense is going to be dominant. I mean, they're going to be legit. So that is something that, even if Seattle maybe isn't like, oh my gosh, clearly championship on one side of the ball offensively, I do think defensively that's going to be a hell of a matchup between the Cowboys offense and the Seahawks defense.
And maybe a combination of a great running game and the best wide receiver in football with Rockwall's, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba doing what he did and looking for an encore performance from a breakout campaign into the absolute top of the wide receiver power rankings in the NFL. How important is a hot start? Threw that out there for you. Again, important to the Jones family. Maybe beating the Cowboys last year was what made the Bears believe. But I don't know if I actually buy it. I think how good you are is more important. Confidence is good, but confidence is fragile, because it's one ass kicking away from totally evaporating, right? And I always remember Kellen Moore's first three games as coordinator under Jason Garrett.
Yeah, they came out just guns ablaze.
The show they put, was it Miami?
It was Miami. That was when Miami was at an all-time low. They were selling off parts. They were just getting mollywopped, and the Cowboys were a part of that.
Put like 45 on them.
Yeah.
And every national publication wrote an article about how Kellen Moore was the next, you know, they were talking about him like we've talked about Ben Johnson the last 3 years. That Kellen Moore was next. Those stories were null and void before the ink even dried. As by the time you got to week 4, 5, and 6, Cowboys reverted back to a boring, stagnant, and stale offense. And, you know, it wasn't the schematic evolution we were hoping for. And we actually had to wait 6 more years and all the way through the Mike McCarthy era before Shoddy and Clayton Adams finally brought it upon these shores. Which game could they win, though, that would change what you think is possible for this football team? I was going to say Rams, but I mean, that's so late. Seattle's so late.
I know. Yeah.
What's the game early in the season? Is it going 3-1? Is it figuring out a way to beat Baltimore or Houston?
Yeah, beating Baltimore or Houston, I think, would go a long way for you because I'm expecting a Baltimore bounce back. And then Houston's defense, again, it's similar to Seattle. Even if their offense is not going to be overly challenging, their defense is so good. How can you, as an offense, that was something that we always were annoyed by with the Kellen Moore. You talk about those years or Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy. It's like, yeah, they can look good versus the okay to below average defenses. But when you get a legit defense in here, all of a sudden you look like an offense that doesn't belong on the field. So, and I think they made incremental improvements with that last year, where it's like, hey, Green Bay was a really good defense, especially to start the season, and what'd you put up, 40 points or whatever in that tie game?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you took steps with Shoddy and Clayton Adams last year for, hey, our offense is legit, and even when we go up against really good defenses, we can still be awesome. It started to wane as the season went on, Chargers, Vikings, but that Houston game I think is one, like, man, if you go to Houston and you can put up 24 to 28 points on that defense, That's going to be encouraging.
Yeah, yeah, especially if the tackles are playing better. You know, if you have, hopefully Clayton Adams learned last year about the tackles and how important it is to run more than you're trying to pass protect with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the right plays and more volume of running plays, I think is something I could look for. But Broadus texted us his projected Cowboys schedule. Moments later, Wolchuk texted the exact same thing. So we believe that is what is most likely going to be revealed when the show starts at 7 o'clock. Our schedule release tailgate continues. We got some fantasy wide receiver rankings. Where are the Cowboys guys and how high would you take them? It's next year on The Fan.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.